And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Texas, where Democrat James Tallarico is running for U.S. Senate, of course, against Attorney General Ken Paxton. And Tallarico says he's making his Christian faith the centerpiece. He's vowing to wrestle Jesus away from partisan politics. But his church in Austin, St. Andrews Presbyterian, they fly a cross draped in the rainbow flag. They help fund Planned Parenthood and refuse to call God Father or Jesus King because they say that would make God male. Tallarico himself has called God, quote, non-binary, and he voted against shielding Texas kids from cross-sex hormones. Also, he wants Roe v. Wade written into federal law. If you want to see what people worship once they stop worshiping God, look no further than Boston, where City Hall raised the Pride flag recently while a choir sang what organizers billed as a Pride Month hymn. The mayor, Michelle Wu, used the moment to accuse President Trump of terrorizing residents, by which she means enforcing immigration law. And a legal group has warned California's attorney general that roughly 600 school districts are breaking federal law by hiding children's gender transitions from their own parents. Under a 2024 law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, if your son starts going by a new name and using the girls' restroom, the school is instructed to keep you in the dark. And the Supreme Court has already signaled that is unconstitutional. And in Washington State, the Bot Hill School Board cut the high school's only armed officer in the name of equity shortly after a student brought a knife onto campus. The students themselves are pushing back, having grasped the connection the school board themselves apparently missed. Meanwhile, in Canada, they're rolling out the welcome mat. Recently, they scrapped the limits on citizenship by ancestry, so millions of Americans with a Canadian grandparent now qualify, and the government is fast-tracking applicants who identify as LGBT, handing out some citizenship in as little as 2 weeks with no medical records required. And that's appealing to some families, because Canada is becoming one of the last places on Earth a parent can put a child on puberty blockers now that the U.S. and Britain are closing that door. The humanitarian pitch, in short, come on up and bring the kids you'd like to medicalize. Finally, some good news out of Battleground, Washington, a small conservative town wedged between Seattle and Portland. The city council took up a proclamation condemning Antifa under its new federal terror designation. And how do you think Antifa might have responded to being called a threat to public order? By showing up and terrorizing the meeting. They couldn't have proven the point better if they'd scripted it. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.